Are you ready to apply God's Word into your everyday life? Welcome to Ancient Mysteries Kingdom Principles Podcast. I'm your host, Rabbi Kurt Landry. Together, we will unlock the ancient principles of the Bible that empower your faith and equip you to move into greater levels of kingdom authority. Shalom, Kurt Landry here with our Trending Tuesdays. I want to do a part two to where is the attack coming from, this darkness in November. Even though we're in the month of Kislev, a month of darkness, aflamed with hope where there's light, but what is the Lord trying to teach us? What is the takeaway during this month of November, the month, the biblical year of Kislev, in the darkness, what are we to learn? And so I'm going to talk about that with you on this Trending Tuesdays today. So one of the things I want you to know is anytime there's darkness, let's refer to it as blindness. If you've lost your sight, you're going to have to hold somebody's hand. And then by holding that hand, it's how much you can trust in the hand you're holding when you can't see, more than your senses. Because when your senses and you've lost your sight, let's imagine you have a blindfold and you're holding someone's hand, the trust factor has to be shifted from your emotions and your mind to saying, I will trust the hand that I'm holding more than what I'm feeling. And that's one of the biggest lessons that the Lord wants to teach all of us between now and Hanukkah. One of the things I want you to do is I want you to go to kurtlandry.com/miracle of Hanukkah and order our brand new book. And it's a workbook on the miracle of Hanukkah and the anointing of the light. This is a beautifully well done workbook. And as you can see, it's all, every chapter is just, it's beautiful. It's questions and answers. It's got a lot of beautiful artwork in it as well. Teaches us how to rejoice. But I want you to be able to join us for the Hanukkah that we're going to have online, live at House of David. And it will be a night of equipping or commissioning the warriors. And so we're building up to that. So we're going through this darkness period to where we actually enlighten and say, Lord, we've been mantled and commissioned to learn. So go to kurtlandry.com/miracle of Hanukkah and order your Hanukkah study guide now. So here's the question of what we're going to do really over the next roughly about 20 days before Hanukkah. And here are some of the questions, and then we'll get into the teaching. What can we learn? And what is the Lord trying to build in our character in the month of this darkness of light? Because there's historical darkness that happens in November as well. But Lord, what do we want to learn? In the next 20 or so days before Hanukkah, this will be a time to overcome personal fears, to overcome personal doubts. It's going to be a time to allow the Lord's peace to come to deliver you from unbelief. Go ahead, if you're watching in the comments, and say, Lord, I need to be delivered from all unbelief. There's going to be victories that are going to come in this time, in this next 20 days, victory over different areas where you've had absence of faith. A lot of times with absence of faith, what happens is you don't realize it's absent until the test comes. And then you can take a fair evaluation, no condemnation, no shame, and just say, you know what? This is an area in my life where I need to build up my trust and my faith in God. So if I'm blinded by this, I need to be able to see. I want to share a little story that I had with a friend of mine. This was a very prosperous, you know, young man. And this was when I was in my 30s and he was in his 40s. And he was a very successful multimillionaire businessman. He had everything. And he and I were friends. This was back when Christy and I lived in McAllister. And he had a hunting accident. Well, they were quail hunting in Oklahoma, and they were going down a draw, and the dogs were working the birds. And both of them turned when the birds got up, and they shot. And they actually both shot at each other, which was you know, we know better to do that. But a lot of times you get in the excitement of the hunt. And anyway, two of the bird pellets went into my friend Buddy's eyes and actually blinded him. And, you know, this is a man that was a marathon runner. And like I say, very, very successful, very good snow skier. He and I used to go to Vail, Colorado and ski all the time back in the day. And now he's blind. So when he finally made a choice, he said to himself, he says, you know what? I don't want to lose my life over this. I need to be able to do some things, even though I'm blind. So I watched my friend Buddy transition from being one of a superior athlete, very athletic with gifts, and he developed those, to having to reinvent himself as someone who had no sight. So the first year we went up to Vail, he was with me, and he said, okay, I want to ski behind you. And so what happened, what became very apparent, is he had to listen to my skis. And so when you're skiing, your skis make a sound as they carve, and you can hear the whoosh, and then you unweight and you turn your body and whoosh, and you carve again. And there's a rhythm. It's almost musical when you're skiing. And so what happened is I had to learn how to speak to him with the sound of my skis and my voice saying where we were going. And I'd learned not to give him too much information. I'll be honest with you. When we first started this process the very first year, it was very dangerous and very awkward for him and for me. And we crashed a lot. We laughed a lot. We got frustrated a lot. It was very frustrating. This is somebody that was a double diamond, double black, you know, skier that we used to ski anywhere on the mountain you could go. And now he's on, you know, beginner blue slopes, and he's trying to relive. So I want to fast forward to 5 years later. 5 years later, after we skied together, he was skiing double diamonds blind. And what happened was he learned how to replace what he couldn't see into what he could feel and hear. And he learned to trust me in front of him. And we became in rhythm. We actually skied as one. And that's what the Lord is doing for you in this month. He wants to, and it's not going to, it's like with Buddy, it didn't just happen the first year because we were skiing. It came after years and years. And back then we were skiing about 20 days a year. And so this was a lot of skiing that was taking place and a lot of activity, but he got to the point to where he could go anywhere on the mountain again. And it was just really a beautiful thing to watch the dedication of him learning how to trust in the darkness. What he did, he applied the knowledge he had before. He focused on new things such as hearing, feeling, that kinesthesia that was happening in his skiing. And he learned to transfer his emotions from no longer feeling sorry for himself. Oh, I'm poor Buddy. I've been shot. Listen, there's not, listen, all the operations, he had all the money in the world to have any kind of transplants and everything, but nothing with the damage that was done to the nerves in his eyes could resurrect that. So he learned to say, I'm going to overcome. I'm going to learn how to still have life. I'm not going to let this accident, you know, stop me from being who I am. And you know, one of the things I am, I'm a snow skier. He actually ran marathons blind, but imagine skiing double diamond blacks in Vail, Colorado, Beaver Creek, where we used to ski, and doing it without sight. So, you know, here's the thing about this is we need to learn how to trust the Lord without having knowledge. Just say, Lord, I don't have time to unpack all your knowledge, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to trust you that with a little bit of faith that I have, the faith of a mustard seed, I'm going to trust you and develop the knowledge. So I want to give you a scripture for that. Okay. So in our Acts, I want you to apply, go ahead and make a note on this, Proverbs 29, 25, and 26. And it says this, the fear of man will bring a snare, but who trusts in the Lord shall be safe. Many seek the ruler's favor, but justice for a man comes from the Lord. So here's the key is right now we're going to pray. Okay. We're going to do it our way in the Acts. Just raise your right hand if you would and say, Father God, go ahead, in the courts of heaven, Let it be recorded today. Whenever you're watching this in the archive, you may be watching this 5 years from now. But Lord, in the archive, I thank you, Father God, in the midst of the darkness of situations, I trust in your knowledge more than mine. You're like Buddy. I'm going to trust in what I hear. I'm going to trust in the skier in front of me, which is God, to carve me down this mountain of this life in this darkness. Lord, I choose to trust that you only have good things for me, that God is love, and love is the spiritual warfare nuclear weapon of the hour, and I apply it. Say, Lord, go ahead in the comments. Say, Lord, I love you, and I trust you more than man, okay? And now you have to change your focus. That's what Buddy had to do. He didn't have focus, so he had to change his focus, and so that takes us into Proverbs. We're going to go to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, and it says here, trust in the Lord. Go ahead and say it with me. Raise your right hand. Say, Lord, I will trust in the Lord with all my heart. I will lean not on my own understanding. In all ways, Lord, I acknowledge him, and he shall direct my path. Every day you need to wake up and say, Lord, I acknowledge you that you are the Lord. And you need to verbalize it. Lord, in the mercy courts of heaven, this day I acknowledge you as my Lord and Savior, my teacher, my author and finisher of my faith. You will guide me and I will trust you even though I don't see where I'm going. It's darkness all around. It appears very fearful and bad, but Lord, I'm going to acknowledge you. And then the key is with your emotions, you have to transfer your emotions. Emotion isn't a mood. Emotions come from your mind, your soul, your mind, will, and emotions. In the emotions, it comes from past wounds where the Lord is healing you. And that's really the miracle of Hanukkah and the miracle of going through this workbook. It's very similar to, in fact, if you want to do both workbooks, if you were to take this workbook, Emotional Healing, and the Hanukkah story, it's the same thing. Because what happened with the Maccabees were they were emotionally wounded. They had Antiochus IV, this evil Greek ruler, trying to separate them from their religious freedom and their identity. No different than what's happening today. But before you can become a Hanukkah warrior, you need to become emotionally healed. So one of the things that you do is you need to say today, right now, say, Lord, go ahead, raise your right hand again if you can. Be a little corny, but let's do it. Lord, in the courts of heaven, let it be recorded today. I'm going to transfer my emotions and my woundedness that's not healed yet. Everyone has, you go through seasons. Say, Lord, it's okay. I'm a little undone, but Lord, I choose to transfer my emotions over to you so that I put them at the foot of the cross so I don't make bad emotional decisions. And so where we're going to pray with that is in Psalms 37 and we're going to go to verse 4 and 5. We're going to make it our declaration. If you would raise your right hand, it says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Say, thank you, Lord. I have a pure heart. It's been washed in the blood of Jesus. Lord, I ask that from the courts of heaven, may all the desires of my heart be released. It may be relationships, new positions, new jobs, homes, whatever it is, whatever you need. Maybe you need a new car. I don't know. Whatever it is, the Lord wants to give you the desires of your heart. He wants to heal your body. He wants to protect your children and your grandchildren. He wants you to prosper in all the ways that you are. God wants to make you wealthy. He wants to prosper you and add no sorrow to it. That's what the scripture says. And then it goes on to say, Father God, if you'd raise your hand, say, Father God, I commit my ways to the Lord. I trust also in him. And he, thank you, Lord, he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring it to pass. So anyway, we're doing this Trending Tuesday right now, and it's on the November the 9th. And something about history is if you don't know history and learn from it, then you're bound to repeat it. And that's one of the reasons I love biblical history, and I love to be able to trust the Lord. But the Lord's given me this prophetic warning about November that it is a month of darkness. And if it, you know, it's interesting that I released that message at House of David about the nuclear weapon of spiritual warfare. If you haven't watched that message, go to the archives and watch that message about the power of love. That was on the first night of the month of Kislev, the month of the darkness. That was on Friday. And isn't it interesting that right after that, when we announced that Lord, the darkness was coming, what had happened? Houston, we've got a problem. This horrible demonic concert with many people killed and many people wounded right here. I really think the United States of America needs to stand up and say, guess what, Houston? We have a problem. The demonic realm and the darkness is attacking the United States of America in a very bold and out front in a broad way. You would have to be blind not to see the demonic tyranny that was going on there. But why is it attacking now? Let's look at November 9th and 10th in 1938. It says right here, I got my notes. It says, in a vicious campaign of anti-Jewish destruction swept through Germany and Austria, the violent series of events would become known as the pogrom of Kristallnacht, which in German means breaking of glass. Over the course of a few hours, this is November 9th, 1938, 1,000 synagogues were desecrated and set on fire. Torah scrolls were plundered and torched. Jewish businesses were vandalized and looted. Throughout Germany and Austria, Jews were brutally attacked, publicly humiliated. In a total of some 30,000 Jewish men were rounded up and deported to concentration camps. 91 Jews were murdered during the pogrom. And in addition, Jews were later forced to pay compensation for the damage that had been caused. So as we recall this event, all the reason I'm bringing this up to you is that you need to know that there's nothing, Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun. We are in a season of November. We are in the month of Kislev, a month of darkness aflame with hope. But the darkness and the mystery of that darkness being literally disposed of is the restoring of the temple with the holy oil of God. Child of God, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. God wants to restore the temple in you. God wants to restore with pure oil this Hanukkah. He wants to restore the 8 nights of Hanukkah in you. He wants to take that servant candle, which is the one in the middle. He wants to take that servant candle, which is Yeshua, and light up your first day, second, all the way through 8 to a new beginning. But he's preparing you right now. In the midst of the darkness of this November, the dark is exposing the dark. That's what happened in Houston. I think parents were really surprised that a rap concert would have all this Freemasonry and demonic symbolism and the demonic spirit that was there. People screaming, wanting to get out of the stadium that was there. People, wake up, watch your children, watch what they're watching on social media. Don't let this mental media manipulation steal your children's mind. The darkness is being exposed. Come into the light, says the Lord. Come into my light, says the Lord. Do not fear the darkness, for I am the light of the world. That's what Jesus said at Hanukkah in the book of John, at the Feast of Dedication. He stood there in the gate in Jerusalem, and he said, behold, for I am the light of the world. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Yeshua, we come to you now. We come to you on this 9th night, Lord, November the 9th, Lord, and we remember the pogroms of Kristallnacht. Father God, we see you're bringing the darkness into the exposing of the light. Father God, we ask that you finish your work. Father God, you told me, and you told other prophets I've heard speak this, that, Lord, what man can't do, God's going to do in this month. This is a month of divine judgment. This is a month where, Lord, you're going to remove that which is trying to destroy America and destroy your family and your life. Thank you, Father God, that you're releasing the fire of the Holy Spirit. that in the midst of the darkness, there'll be a flame of glory that is coming. Thank you, Lord, that thousands and thousands and thousands of souls will be coming into the kingdom this month because of the darkness. Lord, thank you, Father God, in the midst of the darkness, you're the light in our life. Thank you, Lord, we will not fall or use counterfeit oil. According to the miracle of Hanukkah, Father God, you will provide a real and a true yoke-breaking, healing anointing. Thank you, Lord, in the midst of this time of blindness, we choose to trust the hand that we're holding. We trust you, Lord. We trust you even though we don't have all knowledge. We trust you, Lord, though, even though we can't focus and see what you're doing, we change from fear of not being able to see. Lord, we trust you in the darkness. And Father God, in the name of Yeshua, we transfer our emotions over to say, your word says, Lord, delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. And Father God, we commit our ways unto the Lord. Trust also in you, in him. And Lord, let's say it and put it in the comments, and he shall bring it to pass. He will do it. This is your month in the midst of the darkness. Let's pray for America, that we learn all this Marxist tyranny that is happening and this manipulation and propaganda. We break that assignment off our country. We will not say yes to this compromised constitutional agenda that is trying to steal our liberties. We will fight for our liberties in righteousness and in prayer, but also in a boldness when you need to say no, enough is enough. Say no in love, in Jesus' name. God bless you. We love you. Please, the best thing you can do, say, Lord, I want to help. It's great. If you can sow a seed into the ministry, we would love that. You can go to Kurt Landry and sow a seed. That would be excellent. And that's a blessing. But what you can even do is I want you to go to kurtlandry.com, download all the notes. Listen, we've got a new holiday prayers, 7 prayers for the holiday. Please go to kurtlandry.com, go under the resources and download those 7 prayers, or you can get them off our Facebook page for free. They're decrees that we're all making. How many know so many of us suffer from oppression and depression? Because, you know, at your table during the holiday season, there's many of our loved ones who have gone on to be with the Lord and they're not here. And the enemy tries to mentally use that emotion. So let's thwart it by praying now, praying for the joy of the Lord, knowing that maybe they're not here with us, but they're right behind the veil. And guess what? We'll all soon be with them. So go ahead and partner with us at Kurt Landry. That would be great. Become a partner. You can go to clmmin.com/partner or sow a seed today. But most of all, one of the biggest things you can do, and it won't cost you anything, hit that share button. God bless you. See you Friday night. Friday night at House of David, the One New Man Embassy, will be a night of physical healing. If you're in a 3-state area and you need healing, be in the house at House of David, the One New Man Embassy. God bless you. Shalom. Thank you for listening to Ancient Mysteries Kingdom Principle Podcast. Like what you heard? Then visit us at kurtlandry.com for free resources that will empower your faith to walk in greater levels of kingdom authority. Follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Kurt Landry Ministries. See you next week.